Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Thursday, and at noon Eastern or 11 a.m. on the Central side, we do something with a great friend of ours. Her name is Sandra Smith. Sandra became a holistic health coach after a wonderful and successful career in many different ways. And when we first met, for those people that are unfamiliar with Sandra and I's story, when we first met, she was a customer of ours. She was building a home-based business. And we had, sometimes I connect with customers in different ways. Sometimes it's just a transaction. You know, they give us their credit card, process their goods, and then they're gone. We never see them again. Others kind of stick around, and they tell us how much they like us. And the others, sometimes we have long, lengthy conversations with because there may be a connection. And with Sandra, there was certainly a connection. We started sometimes even late at night. She might call who knows what time, but certainly after hours, normal business hours, and we could chat for an hour or so about stuff and related to business and also life in general. So we kind of formed a bond, if you will. And she'd come, like, if you're familiar with Forrest Gump and Jenny, like, she'd come, she'd just show up. She'd stick around for a while, and then I'd see a note on a bedstand or a pillow, you know, like that. Oh, it's gone. There she goes again. Like, where'd she go? So she's like Jenny. And anyway, Forrest Gump is one of my favorite movies, by the way. So I like to use that reference whenever I can because it brings me joy. So anyway, she called me up recently and said, you know, we've moved from where she was to where she is. And one of the things that I've been working on is a website and a new career, if you will. She's helping family members over in another location, and she's not ready to just only help family members. She's very productive and really wants to help other people as well. So she became a holistic coach, health coach, that is. And I was fascinated with that because I've always been studying that as a result of being associated with this industry. So we started doing some radio shows. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, Sandra is spelled S-A-N-D-R-A, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done, and you can always check in and share this one with other people. So I'm always interested in what she has to say. We always have wonderful calls whenever we talk about stuff on the radio or business or even personally. So I'm always interested in hearing Sandra. And if you're looking for a great holistic health coach, you can go to sandra.news. We put that together. But she's also building a new website. It's called holdontohealth.com, which is, you know, websites are never done yet. So she's in the process of building that. And she's focused more on helping people than worrying about building websites, because a healthy website doesn't help you. it's just a way to try to transfer information back and forth. So for all those millennials out there, no, you don't need a website to be able to increase your health. Maybe talk to somebody. So if you do that, or those boomers, whatever the kids are now that don't like to talk to people, you know, the socially unbalanced people. But anyway, so having said that and not getting too much off topic, we're going to talk about seven vital things to help your lifestyle, so increase your lifestyle. So, Sandra, over to you.
Hey, Peter, I just love the way you weave things together. They make me chuckle, and they almost take me off my path because I then want to start talking about what you've been talking about. And there's a time for that, and we do that. Today, I'm just kind of weaving together some vital information that we all need. We as people, we need this. And who am I to determine what we need? Well, I'm a human, and I've had human experiences, some around being impacted greatly by sickness or disease, if you will, that just tipped up on me, just snuck up. And as a result of those kinds of experiences, if you want to live and live on, you move into a place of educating yourself even more so than you already are. And I've always been a stickler for wellness and health, and for myself and for my family. I've seen things in my family with my mom, dad, sister, nephew, that just made me know that I didn't know enough. I didn't have enough resources to help them. So with that in mind, even though I had studied and a couple of degrees and, you know, a couple of licenses, I went back to school, to health and wellness school, and I went to a holistic program to take advantage of learning more about weaving together the mind, the body, and the spirit, because we're all one. I mean, we see this one body, but there's more to us than we actually see. And so one of the things that just stuck with me, so I like to talk about the things that impacted me so greatly and just stuck with me, even though there's a whole sea of information that anybody can access on the internet, on Google, and that's good. I always am very cognizant of the fact that this world is full of information. But if you aren't sure about what you tap into, who it's from, who produces it, where, how it came about, the sources, if it's wellness related, what kind of background or lab work or clinicals or trials have been in place, and then who do you trust? And so with the many voices that are out there, I want to be one. I am one of those voices, and I know that I cannot change the world, but I certainly can change my world and the people who are in it, whether we look at that 6 degrees of separation and we encounter people from other countries who lived in our neighborhood, and now we are meeting together on the internet, learning and studying together, or whether they're your adult children or grandchildren, I can impact those people. I have a confidence about me knowing that I can do that. But one major concept in terms of learning and exposure is what's taught and what's caught. And what's taught may not be what's caught. When parents teach their children, we don't know exactly what they catch or what's caught until we see them as adults reproducing the things that we've taught them as young children. And so thinking about that and thinking about our body and bodies, I have put together a number of courses and resources and webinars that I will be delivering to my listening audience, the whosoever wills, from the wheresoever they are. And we have found that teaching on the internet, reaching out to people on the internet, is so far-reaching. It is so compelling. The fact that you can just tell a friend who tells a friend, and your information ends up in South America. It ends up in Australia. And so that is a good thing. So I'm thinking about the notion of lifestyle and our lifestyle needs. And one thing we know is that our bodies are supposed to be thriving well beyond our 50s and 60s. They are not, because we really don't have a unified definition of what health is, but we do have a very precise definition of what. And so we have developed a model that's the centerpiece for our health system around sickness and disease. So our current standard, the way we operate, is that we live out our lives any way we want to, doing our thing, until we get sick. And when we get sick, we visit our healthcare system. We go to the doctor to fix it, to fix ourselves, to fix the sickness. Once we go back to our lives and let's do the same thing over again, doing what we want to do because we've been fixed or we have a Band-Aid on our sickness. And so we rebound. We have that boomerang effect that has lent itself to becoming the centerpiece of our healthcare system. And there's a model that I have in mind. If you can imagine and envision a tree, in fact, my logo is based somewhat on this model. Envision a grove of trees. And here is this one particular tree. This one particular tree, so let's focus on the fact that there are two trees that we're going to consider. One tree has a trunk that leads down into its roots, but the fruit that it produces is chronic disease because the trunk is full of inflammation. So when we look at the things that cause inflammation, the stress on our bodies, the digestive malfunctions, these are the kinds of things, the lack of exercise, the lack of sleep, the emotional drug taking, those kinds of things, gut issues, they lead to things like asthma, diabetes, dementia, cancer, autoimmune disease, obesity. I know that those listening have heard of all of these, may have been impacted by some of them, may be fearing right now, how do I get past this? How do I go to the next step if I have been attacked by one of these? Those are the kinds of things that I will be teaching about and talking about ongoing. I've been a coach for 3+ decades working with adults, but I was in the area of communication and education working in a corporate environment, and I could see even then the debilitating things that were impacting people, and they were concerning me. But there wasn't anything I can do about them. Now there is. After all of these years, there's something that I can do. So one of the things that I've discovered is that about when we first were developing ourselves and our expertise, we started with the agricultural revolution. Now that's in our time. I'm not speaking of before then. But we were changing our way of living, our lifestyle. We had been hunters and gatherers, and like I was raised in the South, in the country, hunting and gathering and raising your chickens and ducks and cows and planting your gardens. But in the last few hundred years, we experienced a real serious change that created massive changes in our lifestyles. And so what we have seen is that what we originally were developed to do has fallen by the wayside. And we have recognized that we need to communicate with our bodies. We need to ask our bodies, what does my body need me to do in order to heal, in order to be whole, in order to be healthy? It's my body. I should be able to communicate with it. I went through an exercise, briefly share with you, that I thought was pretty cool. When I was going for my certification for holistic wellness, and I won't ever forget that model. I just kind of hold on to it. And so it's called or based on body talk. And body talk is just a relaxed conversation that we have with our bodies. We can do it in any number of ways. We can sit down with a pad and paper, but we do need to be in a quiet place because the body talk is a tool that we can use all the time. Initially, of course, it may feel uncomfortable or awkward to be talking to your body. And I remember doing this exercise and being determined to complete my work. I was always the student who wanted to complete the assignment because it was clear that if I didn't complete it, I really wouldn't learn the lesson. And some of them are awkward, and the body talk lesson was awkward. So I'm going to just kind of share mine a little bit with you. So the way you do it, you find a quiet place, you get your journal, and then you speak to your body. What have you not been aware of before that you're aware of now? That is with your body. Are you aware of some kind of rashing that's going on or hives, or is there a ringing in your ear? Is there a hurt in your ankle, your ankle bone, or your little finger, or your big toe? What else? You ask your body, what else? You know, okay, I see those things, jot those things down. And then you decide, what kind of agreement can I make with my body to see if there's something that I can do to alleviate those things? I don't need to run to my healthcare provider for this. And so with my body talk, this was the thing that I wrote, that I recognize that I do. I'm aware, and this was at that time, that I will override my body language as in a conversation with a person who's not listening to the other person, but who constantly interrupts and steps on what the other person is saying. I really hope you got that. I believe that there are others, many, many others, who tend to do that. I believe that that is one of the sources of our dis-ease, that we override our own body language that's telling us things, and we ignore them, just like you're talking to a person who then interrupts you with some other thought or some distraction, okay? And so the goal is to overcome this habit. And I hope this is making sense, even as I think about it and look back at what I wrote in that assignment some time ago. It still resounds with me. I need help to do that. We all need help to do that. So that's where your wellness coaches come in. We are the ones who have trained and learned to help you do that based upon our own experiences in wanting to learn. Something has to drive us to the learning experience, to the learning table. And so what I decided to do was to change my focus. There's a quote by Maya Angelou that I just love. If there's something you don't like in your life, then change it. If you can't change it, change your mind. That's where my focus is in helping and coaching. And for myself, my focus will focus on my body, which is my temple, assigned by me, given to me by the Creator, by God, as well as I do my home. I focus on my home, people. It's clean. It's not perfect. I want it to be, but it's not. That's not reality. But I want the kind of focus on my body that I do have on my home, in which I reside. I reside in my physical home. I reside in my body. And for me personally, sleep. And when I brought that to the table as we were doing some focus groups and focus thinking, I was totally floored by the number of people experience sleep challenges, sleep issues, winding down at night, getting a restful sleep. And I say that because without it, without that sleep. We cannot recover. We cannot be restored. And that just really takes me into the notion of the needs that the body has. So, Peter, you want to take a little break, and I'll then come back and go over those needs?
Yep, we're going to be right back. And if you're listening in, if you want to go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Sandra, you can actually hear the previous radio shows. We'll be right there.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PM Marketing's networklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. We're listening to Sandra Smith. She's a holistic health coach. If you go back to buildingfortuneradio.com/Sandra, you'll be able to hear these previous shows. And Sandra, it's amazing how, whether it's coincidence or divine intervention, I was just listening to a podcast on a gentleman who actually studies the health benefits or disadvantages of sleep. So it's kind of amazing you're hitting the tones that I'm on right now. But a lot of people don't really pay attention that much, especially when you're younger, on the importance of sleep, because I remember I used to be able to pride myself on being able to work on such a lack of it. And the long-term results of a lack of restful sleep is really something. And I'll send you the podcast, because this guy is a sleep study guy, but I'd love to hear what you're going to say next. Yep.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, please send me that, because I'd certainly listen to it. And, you know, I had referenced earlier the Industrial Revolution that we experienced that created a massive lifestyle change for us. And it was an abrupt change for our bodies and how they were originally developed. And so what we see, needs. We see the needs that the body has. And we've determined that there are 7 types of needs, basic needs. I'm sure we could add, there are people who would say, well, there are probably 15 or 20, there may be, but the 7 basic needs: 1, nutrient richness, having the fuel that we need for our bodies, and of course that's our food, and this in itself is a whole study, and I'm just going to list them, but we know that we need food, we need to fuel our bodies, and the cleaner the food, the better. It is a lack of clean food that is really challenging our bodies with toxicity, with pesticides and herbicides, heavy metals. The next one is movement, frequent movement. Over the course of the winter and working from home, oh, it's such a pleasant thing to be able to work from home. But if I don't move my body, if you don't move your bodies, they will stiffen up on you. You'll find yourself creaking, and it's not because of age, it's because of immobility. And our bodies were made to move, to forage, to farm. The third basic need is of sleep, which I mentioned earlier, because it is my personal challenge, my thorn in my side, because adequate sleep, regular sleep, quality sleep gives us the bodies that we need to be productive, and the minds. It gives us what we need to keep going and to be productive. The fourth one is inner stillness, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about, and I do want to get to that. And that's our resilience to stress. 2 processes. We have the day and we have the night. The day process is based on action, doing. And we're not careful, we'll push that day process over into the night. But the night process is for repair, for growth, repairing the body as we sleep, because it's built in us, that self-reparation with our immune system. The fifth one is deep connection. If you don't have a social connection, find one. Find a way. I tell you, you can go shopping. And if you have the mindset of connecting, I promise you, you can be in any place, any store, anywhere, any aisle. If there's another human being in that aisle and you find yourself close enough, you're shopping in the same section, close enough to be in that person's personal space. Well, we're not trying to be too close right now, but close enough to where you can say, yeah, I read that book, or I bought that for my kid and he really enjoys it, or my grandson really loves riding on this. And if someone is looking at something and you are willing to open, just open your mouth, why? With the goal. With the goal of establishing a connection. That's not going to be a deep connection, but it's going to be a connection. But a deep connection is one of the things that helps us strive. It helps us thrive. Not helps us strive, but it helps us thrive, having deep connections, having friends, one or two friends who are your go-to, your ride or dies, the ones who have your back. That's a critical need for our existence, a sync with nature. You look around and the world is full of life and trees and grass and just sheer beauty and flowers. And our body has a need for its environment. We need sunlight. We need gravity. We need the seasons. And we have all of that at our disposal. But to tap into it and take advantage of it, these are the things that help us to move forward in health, strong health. And a sense of purpose. Why am I here? What purpose do I serve on this earth? People who have a sense of purpose take care of themselves more. They have a holistic approach that includes themselves as well as others. And next week, the next time we meet, I want to really pick up from that place right there, the sense of purpose and how we take care of ourselves in a holistic manner. And I'm going to talk about stress. And I'm going to flip the switch on it a bit, looking at it from the point of self-care and the fact that self-care may be increasing our stress. Sounds interesting. It is interesting. And I will go and over the things that contribute to this increase of stress doing self-care. But it's based on the fact that we all do it. We're in a... And so with that thought in mind, knowing that we are part of a society that is in an ongoing manner stressed out, young people are especially impacted by this stress. They are looking for love in all the wrong places, maybe some in some of the right places. And these are things, I'll talk about things and give you some data based on research that's conducted that measure these kinds of things. And so they help us guide our own paths. They help us know where to get off, when to slow down and smell the roses. Yes, sometimes we have to be told. Take a chill pill, slow down, smell the roses. Let's look at next week, reinventing self-care. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Peter, and next week we'll be talking about reinventing self-care.
Excellent. Excellent information. So for those people, we're almost running out of time. For those people that want to get in touch with you, they can go to one of several places. What's one of the best places for them to find information about you and what you're working on?
The best place is going to be my website. My About Me page is up, and it's holdontohealth.com. It's not, so in my, once again, apology, it's not in the form that hopefully it'll be in next week, but I want to talk with you also about maybe putting up a landing page where people can actually see some of the things that I'm talking about and maybe get a free gift. I have lots of freebies that I'm going to be giving out from and through my website, and maybe we can put something up on just a web page.
Simple enough to do. We can, and your contact information is on there. I know we put together a very simple to remember email address for you, sandra@sandra.news. So for those people who like to email or start their communication by email, you can always do that. And then you can go to the website and get their other contact information. That's holdontohealth.com. Holdontohealth.com. So Sandra, thanks again for a wonderful conversation, great information, and I'll spread over those articles that I read about sleep or that I have that podcast over to you as well, so you can throw that in your arsenal of material to be able to grab some clips from. And we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.